Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible, it's relevant to your life every day. And we're glad you joined us for the conversation as we explore the Gospel of Luke and discover the facts behind our faith. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
And welcome back, my friends, to yet another episode of Everyday Truth, and a really exciting episode today for a couple reasons. Number one, we're starting a brand new book of the Bible. We just finished the book of Malachi and really enjoyed that. Enjoyed spending time in the Old Testament book, The Last Writing Prophet. But today, we're starting the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And I am more than excited for a number of reasons, but a big reason is because I have my dear friend Eric Wood with us. And so, Eric, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Eric is on our pastoral team here at Faith, but our story goes way back.
Yes, sir.
So, Eric, you and I knew about each other. And then you were in the restaurant business.
Yes, sir.
A Mexican restaurant.
Well, the best. Yeah.
And you moved to Pennsylvania some years ago. I was pastoring in the Pittsburgh area. And your job transferred you, and you managed the On the Border. Was it On the Border?
Yes,
sir. Over the Border?
On the Border.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So On the Border.
On top, right on top.
And came to our church. And I'm telling you, listeners, Eric is just one of those guys that every pastor is like, he's like the dream church member. Came in, great spirit, great family, hard worker, just from day one was an encouragement. And I still remember thinking when you came, Eric, that, man, we're not going to keep this guy long. Because you had ministry written all over you. I knew that you would go eventually into full-time Christian ministry.
Yeah, yeah. The Lord has been really, really, really good to me. And over the years, especially going into to Harvest at that time and to that church, just growing in that time for those 3 years was incredible. And the Lord really led me into that ministry.
So. We all have a story, each one of us. You're listening to this podcast right now. You have a story. It's God's fingerprint on your life and how God has uniquely outfitted you. He's uniquely gifted you. He's used unique circumstances in your life and people. And I never in a million years would have thought that God would have re-intersected our paths.
Right.
But now for the past year, Eric and I have served together here on pastoral staff. And honestly, you know, I'm sure other churches have great teams, but I feel like we've got the dream team at Faith Baptist.
It's the best. No, it's awesome how God has put the pieces in place. And just the camaraderie and the tightness of the team has been a dream. It's been incredible.
And don't, if you're listening right now and thinking, wow, that's really spiritual. No. We just have a lot of fun.
Right,
that's
right.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, but we are going to share some time together with you in the book of Luke. And Luke is a unique gospel because Luke was a Gentile. Luke was not a Jew. So I can only imagine how the first century Jew that did not believe in Jesus would have felt about a gospel account written about a Jewish Messiah. Mm-hmm. And yet that was Luke. Luke was a Gentile.
Yeah.
So when I say Luke to you, Eric, and I want you to do this in your own mind right now, listener, but if I say to you, Luke, what comes to your mind?
Physician.
Physician.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I've asked that question to a number of people, and that's the number one answer I get from people that at least have a little bit of Bible literacy, Luke, the physician. Mm-hmm. So we don't know much about Luke's life before he was the evangelist and the one that traveled extensively with the Apostle Paul, but we know that he was a physician. So, and you see some of that show up in his book. So Luke wrote the book of Luke. In the Bible, obviously, his namesake, but then also he wrote the book of Acts. Mm. And what you'll find as you read those books is you'll find a lot of references to the physical condition of people that you won't see in necessarily some of the other gospels. So you see how God uses our background and our specific personality in the penning of His inspired word. It's an amazing thing.
Yes. Yeah, it's great. Especially like you said earlier about the restaurant business. You told me that I learned more in the restaurant business than I ever did at college. And it's just neat how God uses those things in your life to kind of form you into the person He needs you to be and how He wants you to serve in the future.
Yeah, and that's a really good illustration that what God did for you in putting you in the restaurant industry, it wasn't a waste of time. It wasn't as if you were on the sidelines.
Right.
But God was using that experience of leading people and organizing a team and all of that to help you in this business, in the business of the church.
Yes. Yeah. It's been so helpful. And it's especially just relational, you know, it's just neat how God did use Luke in this book and as far as writing this book and just guiding people and just helping people.
So staying on that theme of God uses people to propagate His message. God uses people to help people. So God used Luke. So we know that Luke was a physician in his life before ministry. And probably, although the Bible doesn't specifically give us indication of this, but I have to imagine that Luke, the fact that he was a physician, also helped the Apostle Paul along the way, who struggled physically, both because of the persecutions he endured, but just I think he had some physical issues. Many people believe his thorn in the flesh was an eye issue. Mm-hmm. I can picture the physician Luke helping him in these ways.
Right. Especially, I mean, even in the latter end of his life with Luke and Paul's relationship together. And just neat to see how God placed him in his life at that particular time.
So what do we know about Luke? We know that Luke was a Gentile, and the reason we surmise that is because when the Apostle Paul was greeting the Colossian church, he specifically mentioned who the Jews were with him, and then he mentioned others that were not Jews, like Demas or like Luke. And so Luke was a Gentile. If you study the pronouns in the book of Acts, then you can really piece together when Luke was with Paul. So for instance, Luke shows up in Acts 16, where Luke says, we and assuredly gathered that God was going to send us to basically the continent of Europe, to Philippi, after that Macedonian call. Mm-hmm. So the pronoun changes from them, the third person, to we.
Right.
You know, to I'm not third person, but to we. Yeah. Not from them to we. So Luke accompanied Paul from Troas to Philippi. And it's interesting because then the pronoun changes again. And when Paul and Timothy and Silas left Philippi, Luke, if you just study the pronouns, stayed in Philippi. So, and then years later, probably 7 years later, when Paul went back to Philippi on the third missionary journey, there was Luke again, and then the pronoun picks up again. So it's almost as if Luke spent that time in Philippi. Many believe he did, spent those 7 years in Philippi.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives you a little bit of a shaping as far as Luke in that early church with Lydia and the Philippian jailer and that giving church and that joyful church.
Uh-huh. God obviously got hold of his heart and formed some relationships there where he was able to stay.
And then because of his background as a physician and all the technicalities and the education that goes along with it, he was a man that God had prepared to be able to write both the book of Luke, which is the most comprehensive gospel, and then the book of Acts, which is really the history of the early church with all the details, all of the timeline. It would take a person, obviously it's the Lord's word, but it would take a person of considerable intelligence.
Yeah,
and God used Luke.
Right. Yeah, to have that intellect, God uses certain people like that in the instrument, you know, of Luke to write the book of Acts. What an incredible man he must have been, especially intellectual.
And what we know about the latter part of Paul's ministry is that from that third missionary journey, Luke seems to be with Paul the rest of the way, going down to Jerusalem to deliver that offering, the 2 years of imprisonment in Caesarea, that eventful trip to Rome, with shipwreck and snake bites and all. Luke is there.
Yeah.
And then going all the way to the end of the book of Acts, we leave Paul in that first Roman imprisonment waiting for his court date.
Yeah.
And then at the second Roman imprisonment, where Paul's writing his last letter, I like what he says in chapter 4 when he says, only Luke is with me.
Hmm.
You know, so what a faithful man.
Yeah. In those imprisonment years, just to have a companion like him, and even though Paul being in prison, it's amazing how much time Luke spent with him, just relational, just spending that one-on-one time with Paul all those years. It must have been incredible.
So here's kind of a fun fact. And by the way, listeners, we're going to get into the book of Luke, but we feel like this background information is important to understand the book itself. But here's a cool fact. Who wrote, or I'm going to throw a question at you.
Okay.
Who wrote more of the Bible than any other person?
Paul.
Well, that would probably be the number one answer. Yeah, Paul, because he wrote more books of the Bible. So if I said, who wrote more books of the Bible than anybody else? Paul, absolutely, hands down.
Right.
But when you look at actually the volume of what's written, Paul's number 5.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, he wrote more books than anybody else,
right,
12,
right.
Maybe 13 if you include Hebrews.
Right.
But when it comes to volume, number 1 is Moses.
Yeah. Pentateuch, yep.
Yeah, so number 1 is Moses. Number 2, and I don't know that I would have gotten this. Number 2, Ezra.
Huh.
Because 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah.
Yeah.
So he's number 2.
Wow.
Number 3, Luke.
Huh.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
By just the number of words, like 35,000 words, Luke and Acts, Luke is the third most prolific author in the Bible. Number 4 is Jeremiah. Matter of fact, the book of Jeremiah is the longest book in the Bible.
Yeah.
By the number of words. Genesis is number 2. Psalms is number 3. And then the number 5 author is Paul. And so just Luke, he's a big character in the Bible. Somebody whom God used in a very, very big way. I would feel remiss, though, if we didn't at least read one verse.
Okay.
So let's read one verse. Luke chapter 1, and verse 1, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Hmm. Now, Eric, we're going to come back to these verses next episode, but I find it interesting that the very purpose for the writing of the book of Luke was that the reader, in this case, Theophilus, in our case, you and me, mm-hmm. or listener, you, I find it interesting that the purpose of the book is that our faith would have a certainty to it.
Hmm.
So that faith is not just, hey, I believe pie in the sky,
right?
But the fact that we believe in the historical Jesus, we believe in what he did, we believe in what he accomplished, we believe in the ministry he had, is documentable. And so, Matt, our faith has a good resource in the fact.
Right.
And so faith and fact are not mutually exclusive.
Mm, it's not just this intangible kind of just religious thing that we gravitate to. It's something that we can look back almost as history. It is his history.
Right.
And it's a documented, you know, episodes of him writing to this man. And now we're able to benefit from that.
We're benefiting from it.
Right.
So that's why God inscripturated this, mm-hmm. and it's here for us to inspect today. And we are looking forward to the journey. So, my friends, thank you for joining us again. It means a lot to me. Eric, thank you for joining me today.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
It's an honor.
Looking forward to wading through the great New Testament book of Luke. I hope you have a great and godly day today, my friends, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.